Hey guys, what's with the no podcast? I got nothing to listen to but Katy Perry music now.
I just sort of always feel sick without your baby. I ain't got anything to lick without your baby. Nothing seems to stick without you, baby.
Mike.
Huh.
Mike.
What?
Mike.
What?
Craig!
Oh, it's everywhere.
So that's what I do when I ejaculate. Now, that's my thing.
Oh, welcome to the Let's Get Dangerous podcast. My name is Michael the Sizzler Graham.
It's Yuri, Fist of Fury.
Ha! Sorry we've been away for a while.
It's we've been busy.
Yeah.
On both ends.
Oh,
you know, mouth and butt. But we've missed you. Sorry we've kept you guys waiting.
Yeah, I like it. Especially you, Will. Shout out to Will.
Will Zim, yeah. And my boy Bobby Westfall, fucking messaged me today. He's like, dude, what's up with the podcast? I was like, oh, fuck, we've been busy, man. We haven't had a chance to record, but we're recording tonight. And then he was like, oh, good. I thought that fucking... He's like, he thought Brad Vance might have raped us to death during the
shout
last...
Shout out to Brad.
Yeah, shout out to Brad,
I would not be... If that was how I go out,
yeah,
wouldn't be against it totally. But yeah,
at least he'd write like a nice like novel about it,
narrate it and shit.
He'd narrate it.
So a lot has been going
on.
Yeah,
catch me up.
Like I'm basically best friends with Dat Fan. So next time you go out of town, he's the winner of season one, Last Comic Standing. So next time you go out of town, he will be my new host permanently. So watch your back.
Where does he stay at?
I think he's from LA, he's doing a tour of like the Bay Area and here, and so I don't know where else he's going, but he was probably the coolest guy I've ever, because he just walked in and he like did his own sound checks and shit, and he's like, oh, what's up, guys? And he's like, can I buy a hat? And we're like, you can just take a hat. And he's like, no, let me buy one.
That's cool. I like humble motherfuckers like that.
Yeah, and I tagged him right away just like to build hype for the show, and like he messaged me back. He's like, "You working tonight?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm opening for you." He's like, "Oh, that's awesome, great." And I was like, "So
Asians are pretty nice."
Yeah, he sat and watched my whole set and everything.
Really?
Yeah, he liked it.
That's cool.
He even used some of my material on his last night. Like, not all that really, but I have this bit where I beat up Sun Valley, and he just kept going back to it. Like, it was awesome. But,
really.
Like, he just drove around one day and started talking about what he saw. I got to get on that level, like...
Really?
Yeah, but for now, I got to rely on my bits that work, you know, because I'm up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm. That's cool, man.
Steve Simone, before that, was like, he said I was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. Like, he had
That's
this...
Cool.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He's relatively big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does the Comedy Store regularly, and shit.
They brought... a lot of the podcasts I listened to, like, Theo Vaughn brings him up, Brandon Schaub and Brian Callen. Those guys always bring up Steve Simone, so that's cool, man.
Yeah, me and Steve Simone are also Instagram buddies now, and Dane Cook is even like...
Dane Cook? Yeah, dude, don't tell him what happened. Tell him you got Dane Cook to talk to you.
I was talking to Steve Simone, and I was like, we just were talking about Dane Cook, whatever. We were just kind of giggling about like how he's coming full circle as a comedian and stuff. Like,
yeah, that guy's had a fucking resurgence lately.
And I was like, oh, I'll just send him a message, and then... Steve Simone was like, okay, yeah, tell me what he says. And then he liked it. It was like, haha.
Yeah.
So,
what'd you tell him?
I was like, hey, I'm opening for Steve Simone. We know you're on tour right now. I'm sure it'll go well. We got a packed house. Just kind of like fucking with him.
You're like, I think if I remember, it was like, yeah, good luck to whatever you're doing or something.
Yeah, so
like,
I'm sure yours will be fine. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking rad, though. Which is weird because I had just listened to his. Fucking
the past weekend,
guest appearance on the past weekend.
I did too. Shout out to this past.
Yeah,
take it.
Shout out to fucking Theo Vaughn this past weekend, just getting that hitter.
He hasn't messaged me back.
You messaged Theo Vaughn, dude?
Oh, all the time. I think he just has his on autoblock. I think he gets a lot of traffic.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah, but we're gonna tag him for show in this.
You just started writing these down.
We are basically, we invented our shtick the same time as King and the Sting. So I hope that people aren't like, we're riding their coattails. We maybe we had like heard it, but it's our idea. Like, yeah. All the our debates and our handling scandal and, like, our advice shit. Like, our shows are parallel to theirs. They just have way more success.
Yeah, that's the only thing. What are you fucking too cool to do? Because you guys got success?
Get on out of here. You guys have more than one sponsor.
Ew, fucking MeUndies. Suck my dick. I want a MeUndies sponsorship.
Hey, MeUndies feels like your dick's getting constantly sucked.
Yeah. Oh, dude, real quick, dude. You know what I was listening. I was on Instagram, actually, and I saw this Jew was talking about. Because you know how I wear my long johns, right? Like,
you changed my life.
I'm about to fuck your mind right now. All you know right. What? You know what it was? This Jew was talking about how he wears women's leggings, bro.
Well, I don't want to get an erection when I'm looking at you.
Can you imagine how fucking legit those would feel?
You got a really nice donker for a man.
I know. I feel like I'll be fucking walking into like the bathroom in my leggings, right?
You already used the women's restroom. They'll never know.
They won't know. Say, like, oh, okay, there's a woman in there.
Just another lady.
Yeah, but like I'll be walking by the mirror and I'll be like fucking just hitting on myself. Like, oh, then I'll fucking like for a split second I'll forget it's me. Mm. It's like, oh man, what you doing later? Show me what that ass do. I'm like, oh my god, that's me.
Mm. You got that Michelle Obama. But I'm gonna try that
next year because you know Long John's cheese is almost over.
Yeah, we're at the tail end of it.
Yeah, tail end. So next, I'm gonna ask my old lady see if she may borrow some leggings for a little test run. You know what I mean?
Speaking of our girlfriends, I just wanna Jackie's going to New York, and she was like, "Oh, I can't wait to listen to your guys' new episode." So quick shout out to Jackie. Love you. Oh, yeah. Have a good time. You're gonna kill. Yeah.
Is she going to the city?
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love the city. You ever been?
Oh, just to the outside. I've never been in it.
It's a fucking. It's cool, man. I have a friend over there. Shout out to Agna. She's a Lithuanian friend of mine. But yeah, I've been there like 3 times. It's badass. It's definitely like a different experience, man. And it's funny because that's why when people refer to New York, they're talking about the city because that's literally all there is.
Yeah, it's like Las Vegas and Nevada. Like, exactly. Yeah, people don't realize Las Vegas is part of our home.
And then like New York's fucking like there's like hunting in New York.
New York City?
Not in the city.
But oh yeah, like in the mountains, like upstate.
Criminals, yeah. Dude, and, you know, Puerto Ricans, dude.
Homeless people, just, the homeless people. Just blood sport. Yeah,
they have their own like annual. What is it?
Purge?
Purge.
Oh, yeah. We should have a purge.
Yeah.
This is the
second. What would you do in a purge?
I'd kill some fools, man. I got some pent up darkness that I don't let out all the time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest with you, if there's a purge, dude, I'm gonna go like
we can be on the same team. You don't gotta kill me. We're friends, man.
Yeah. Yeah, we're friends.
For now. Until there's a purge.
If there's a purge, dude. No, if there's a purge, dude, I'm going to go get a piece of machinery from, like, all this fucking Reno construction because I have the keys to every fucking single piece of machinery.
Nice. Oh, dude.
And I'm just going to wreck house, dude. I'm just fucking just mowing down these motherfuckers in a wheel loader. Just,
you know what? You should Mad Max one out a bit because the only thing that'll stop – because those things pretty easy to pick off from a sniper.
Oh, that's true.
Put some steel plates on the side and you're good to go.
I'm just
going to
have the one fucking like view. Just like
yeah, my exactly. Eyes, like a tank,
dude.
Yeah.
Dude, like a few years back, Cashman had a runaway, like a 777 haul truck is like one of the smaller
ones. Oh, was
that
trucks. I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker, dude, made it from the industrial center, like on Glendale and shit, all the way to Donner Pass. Dude.
Yeah, I saw the video in that.
Is
my M-Shaw. Yeah, my M-Shaw class.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But this was a few years before I worked there. But
it wasn't a runaway. Somebody was driving that.
Yeah, someone booked it out of it. But they ran out of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But the whole thing, like, up the mountain is going, like, 40. So, like.
Dude, those things haul ass, bro.
Yeah.
I remember when I was working at the mines, I peeled out in one, dude. It was rainy as fuck. And, like, if you lose control, like, in the mud, dude, you're fine. There's nothing you can do. What are you, like, overcorrect?
You're bound. Yeah.
No. Well, I lost control, dude, and I was coming out. Of where they parked their machines, and I fucking caught a wet spot, dude. And I just about took, I was a cutting hair away from wiping out this huge water tank and just being fired. I was trying to be cool. I was like, oh, and then I was like, I'm out of there, dude. The next thing I know, I'm like, oh my God, it's not stopping.
You had to wipe off your face. And so you're like, get out of my face.
And then I came.
Yeah.
I was like, great. No, I didn't come.
Not that time.
Speaking of which, dude, have you ever, and I've been asking people this.
Okay.
And this is weird because I feel like it was weird for me when this happened. Sure. This really happened. I took such a hard shit.
That you prematurely ejaculated?
Yeah, dude. Like it dripped out of my wiener. I was like,
was it cum or pee-pee?
Nah, son.
What, did you just have sex or were just about to or no. something? Like, how
I
were you?
Just, I just got off work.
Were you on a dry spell or something?
No.
How has this happened?
I have a girlfriend. I have sex on the rank.
Well, I mean, I'm trying to see how.
Maybe, dude, I don't know. I had to Google it.
And what did Google say?
That's totally possible.
It's a freak. What did your that shit rub dripped, against like, your just, prostate or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
That shit had to weigh like at least 40 curics.
Jackie keeps saying she's going to stick a finger in my butt.
No, that's not cool. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know.
Mike just shrugged like it's like no big deal. Like, yeah, I'll take it. I mean, just the one.
I'm not afraid of it.
I mean, I've thought about it just because I hear like. Like when you blow loads, like you're just like, oh, it's like it just like enhances that shit.
I just say don't just jab it in, like just, you know.
You gotta press it up against the prostate.
Ease me into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, be gentle.
Yeah, I don't know. I've considered it.
You want to stick our fingers in each other's butts? That way we know. It ain't like a gay thing. It's like a friend. It's for science. Yeah, it's a friend thing.
Yeah. But yeah, so then like I pre-jacked and I was like, dude, what the fuck? I got scared. I was like, what is this? Chlamydia? I've only had sex with one person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking, you gotta be joking. She's cheating on me. I was like, oh my God, this bitch. But then I was like, I touched it and I was like, check the consistency. I was like, oh, this is jizz.
I sniffed it.
I was like, that's jizz.
That's a little bit of Uriel right there.
Oh, yeah. But then I was
you know what I call
it was
mine?
Weird, dude. It was fucking weird.
I haven't said it out loud in a long time, like, but I call my jizz Chemical M.
I like the mic. Why? Well, Chemical M for Mike?
Yeah, like that's my name.
It's just, that's cool. I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. It sounds cool. It's like something out of a comic book.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't said it in a long time.
You know what I call mine? My love soup.
Love soup. Yeah. It's more of a love. It's pretty thick soup. That's like a bisque.
Oh, yeah. There it is. My love bisque.
Nice.
That's the one I was looking for too, because right. I was like, I was gonna say tomato.
Do we got a title right now? Is it Love Bisque right now?
Love Bisque, all bro. Right. Here.
Thank you. Love. But yeah. Bisque.
Sometimes I'm like, I'll be like making love, and I'd be like, oh, I'm just stirring up this Love Bisque all up in there. I'm like, you like that? And then I'm like, would you like some toast with that? You know.
A little, just a little triangle cut.
A little triangle with a little like
cucumber wedge, perhaps.
I don't think toast goes with a cucumber wedge.
I'm not very fancy, so I don't know either.
Yeah, you've had a couple shows then,
Dude. I've had filled in on Friday night, and I don't normally do Fridays at the Underground, but I was just there helping out.
Just because
my work and stuff is just kind of a fuck day, so. But I filled in and I murdered, like I just I slaughtered on Friday. I made up a joke on the way to the Underground like 2 weeks ago, and the punchline is like something about getting ringworm. I don't want to give it away because I like using that one. But
is that what I gave you?
But
you son of a bitch.
But
is it about your car?
No. Okay. I haven't been able to try that one yet.
Okay,
but yeah,
that's cool, man. But so how are they? I don't know if you want to. If you don't want to talk about this, that's fine.
No, we can. Yeah.
Who's making you suck their dicks before the show?
Who's making me suck their dick? Who's me tooing me?
Who's me tooing you?
Oh, well. I mean, Dat Fan. He really got him. No, he didn't. He was very cool. None of the comics that I've met so far have been a-holes. So
that's cool.
Really, you go and like you try like. You help out when you get there, and you try you out. They see how good you are, and like I just keep consistent. My shit keeps getting tighter and tighter, like so. They keep bringing me back for more populated shows, and like
that's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't had a chance. I actually went to go see Sebastian Maniscalco Saturday.
You want to see Jim Jeffries when I think he's coming in like July or something?
Is he?
Yeah. You want to go see the Pixies April 11th?
I saw that. GSR, dude.
They're getting them.
They're getting them, man. Yeah, I'd love to see Jim. I love Jim Jeffries. Did you ever watch his show Legit?
Yeah, not all of it. I haven't seen all of it. Yeah, I watched segments.
It's just one season. Mm. And it got canceled, but it was such a fucking good show.
Shout out to Jim Jeffries,
dude. I like him. Like I'm not a huge fan of political comedy. But he's very unbiased and he lets both sides have it, which I love.
He's everybody's a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm Australian.
But Sebastian Maniscalco was good. Fucking hecklers. Reno.
He was getting. Where was he at?
He was at the GSR.
Really? And he was getting heckled.
Not like rudely heckled, but like you had those drunk assholes like, you tell him, Sebastian, woo! And,
yeah.
And that's just as bad, I think.
At the Underground, it's always older ladies that do that, so it's really easy to be like, that's my mom, and like, or like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
But he handled it well though. Mm. But it ruins the show for everybody else. So like, dude, it derails it. Like, the dude's on a roll. Like, if he wants to fucking have crowd work, he'll have crowd work.
Mm.
Like, shut the fuck up.
That's why I've been doing the giveaways and the intermissions and stuff, so I could practice my crowd work and stuff. Like, who's got this? And then, like, people that do things fast, I'm like, oh, that was too fast. You're gay. And like, bing, bang, boom. nothing wrong with being gay. That was just for instance, I'm a little bit better than that.
Yeah, so I went to go see Better Comedians on Saturday. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting there.
No, I know. But, like, so how do they...
Oh, that reminds me. I want to start the rumblings for this early, but Reno's Last Comic Standing.
Yeah. So how's that going to work?
I have no idea. That's why we're just going to start a rumbling. Just signed. Shout out to Luke, who signed me and our friend Dylan Lusk up. And like, yeah, he's made sure we got in on that.
Nice.
And who's
hosting it?
Drew Schaefer, I believe. Or is it? Or it could be this other guy.
What's the venue?
Okay. It's going to be the Underground, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And the winner gets paid gigs in Sacramento. So, yeah.
That's where I do.
So, I'm going to keep bringing this one up until the time, because I want to get the Danger Buds out there for this one.
That's cool. So, if you want to catch get some laughs in, dude, you know what? I love going out and getting laughs in. Mm-hmm. I put laughter up there with, like, breathing.
I do too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that. Like,
I'm devoted to this at this point, man. Like, I can't imagine my life going in a different direction right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, man. But, yeah, it'll be when? May?
I believe the first day is going to be May 9th, and I'm going to be on the second night of it, which is going to be the 23rd. And then it's spread out pretty far. So,
oh, is it?
Okay. Yeah, there's different rounds of it.
So starting May 9th, Reno will have the Last Comic Standing.
And some of our boys, Luke Westberg is going to be on that one. STD, another comic I want to bring in named Dylan Lusk. These are the Dead Panda Boys. They're including myself. We're going to all kind of, I'm looking out for those guys in particular. And some of our other friends too. I can't even think of them all off the top of my head because it's going to be a lot. Good. There's some real hitters out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, so I fucking... Yeah, we've been busy, man. You've been busy doing your shows. I went to fucking Tennessee, which was it was wild, man.
Tell me about Stevie.
Oh, yeah, we went and caught Fleetwood Mac.
Just like that bitch can still sing, dude. Bird.
Yeah, it was a good dude. I have never seen so many white people in one area. No joke, dude. The 4 days I was in the state of Tennessee and Alabama for a little bit, I saw 4 black folk.
Oh wow,
that's
dude,
it.
Yeah, they left,
dude.
They knew
it was the only they were the janitors for the show, bro. I was like, where the fuck is all the colored folk? Blew my mind. And then like, there
did
was,
you did you blend in well?
No,
even no, you they, were dark there,
no,
huh?
No. I'm sure they it wasn't as racist as I thought it'd be, but. I was definitely the darkest one in that Fleetwood Mac concert. I'll tell you fucking what, dude.
Damn. You're even picking up their expressions.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what.
How you doing? That's what they said.
Howdy, y'all.
No. It's one word. How are you doing?
And that's how are you doing?
Yeah. How are you doing? Oh, that's what it is. I was like, what? Excuse me? How are you doing?
Wow.
What? How are you doing? What?
The rebel flag will fly again.
No. Hey, there, because Jenna's sister lives on the outskirts, which is like an hour and 40 minutes. In like,
this, are they in northern state?
They're southern state, bro.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, no, well, hold on.
Okay.
So there was like a fucking, instead of lemonade stands, dude, they have Confederate flag stands, bro. I kid you fucking
and
not.
And Fireball.
Dude, I kid you not.
Oh, man.
Fucking Confederate. $4 a flag, brother.
Look, there's a difference between holding on to your heritage and selling racist symbols. Like, I just wish that people got that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, interesting.
The winners write the history books.
You know what I also learned is that, because we were 20 miles from where they do fucking, what is it, Jack Daniels, Lynchburg, right. Tennessee.
Yeah, I was thinking Tennessee. So
So we were about 20 miles from there, and weirdly enough, it's a dry county.
But they make the JD there.
Yeah.
Well, they just know that the town will go under.
Oh, yeah, real fast.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers stop showing up for work.
They'll
be drinking right off the line. You know what I mean?
It'll just be a nightmare. All the kids will be getting pregnant.
And it was just, dude, it was like 45 fucking degrees there, but it felt like -8. It was weird, dude. It was just fucking cold and humid. Like, I remember flying into Reno, it was like 37 degrees, but I was like, oh my God. This is so much fucking better. It was weird, dude. I couldn't do it. Like, we went to Nashville. I feel like Nashville seemed like a cool city. We didn't spend a lot of time in Nashville. It seemed like everything was fucking flooded, bro.
Because
it just nonstop. It rained the entire time we were there.
Let me ask you something, because I find that the further east I go, the more racist it gets. Like, did you experience that a little bit?
No, everybody was nice to me.
Oh, this is a white guy noticing other, like, people being racist against other white guys. They're like, you're not Italian, are you? And I'm like, no. I don't know what I am, man. I'm from Winnemucca. Made out of mud. Weird.
I got Israeli the other day. I was like, oh, really? Israeli, huh? Do I look Israeli? How many Israelis do you know, motherfucker?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
no. You'd be surprised. You know, Israelis are a strong presence here in Reno. I was like, okay, name one, motherfucker.
Yeah, name one Israelite.
Name one Israeli.
Yeah.
Oh, you caught me. You know how I hate those fucking Palestinians, you fuck. You know what I mean? Like, no. Like, fuck, get the fuck out of here. Piss me the fuck off.
You're a beautiful brown,
I'm a
Hispanic
beautiful, caramel
man.
Skinned man.
Yeah. God.
That was so this weekend we were, my girlfriend's fortunate enough to come from a wealthy family. So they have this lake house. This family has a beautiful, huge lake house.
Must be nice.
It's pretty nice. I tell her it's like our lake house. You know what I mean? That's what I say now.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. But so we went there this weekend, and you know, her family was gonna be there and shit, and we were the last ones to roll in, right? So we walk in that motherfucker, right? And like, first thing, her Aunt Karen says, like, "Oh, I didn't think you'd be here today. I've never met her before." So I was like, "Oh, I didn't think you'd be here today. If you want to get started, the front yard can use some work. The sprinklers are broken."
Legit?
And then I was like, looking around, like, she's talking to me? And then Jenna finally stepped in. She's like, "Aunt Karen, this is my boyfriend, Uriel." And then she's like, "Oh, okay. Uriel, how long have you been a landscaper?" I was like, "You fucking bitch.
Is this a bit? Because this is a good bit, right?"
And then, you know, long story short, I got a summer gig at the lake house.
Yeah.
You know, should be paying well.
You can catch Uriel.
That was bad. I worked on that one.
Dude, that's not bad. Hey?
Yeah. She doesn't have a racist family. I mean, she could.
Maybe they're just polite. Yeah.
Maybe they're just polite.
My grandma's super racist, but she's polite about it. Like, she won't let you know.
Oh, you got yourself a little brown boy, huh? Yeah. Oh, my God.
God. You remember Jamar? Tarafa?
Tarafas, dude.
You should have heard the conversations with...
Because they were half white, right?
Yeah.
I knew their dad. Their dad was...
Straight from Cuba.
Yeah, big old dark Cuban motherfucker, dude.
Big old Cuban cigar down there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Flick
I seen
that
it.
Ash off.
That motherfucker, dude, used to be my... my soccer coach when I was nine. Big old fucking Cuban cigar and then fucking, because he would always wear like sports pants.
And you know, like, if you got a dick that big, you need a heavier woman. Otherwise, you're going to hurt somebody.
You can't be. I've seen. That's why I can't watch. Like, I'm not racist, bro. I can't watch pornos with black dudes in it. Because it's always, like, this fucking.
Mandingo
motherfucker, yeah. Dude, with his fucking 10-inch fucking python, dude, just ready to pounce. And it's like 80-pound white girl just. Getting tore to shreds, like,
and then they feed them like high iron diets so that they just get drenched with that, dude. with that chocolate drizzle.
Is that what it is? Is that like when those fucking?
You never heard about like porn stars taking like I think it's iron or magnesium. Is it iron?
They're just fucking hosing these bitches down.
If some people got some natural loads like that, like
I mean, like myself,
like yeah, if you got those urethral luscious loads, like,
luscious dude,
see a doctor.
Like, lately, dude, my jizz has been, like, thick. Like, but, like frothy, like maple syrup.
Oh, my God.
Hurts.
Open up with that one, yeah. Keep that same thought, like, you're proud of it, but then it hurts, yeah.
I thought about it the other day. I was like, dude, can you imagine how bad it would hurt if you're, like, your fucking jizz was just, like molasses, bro, just trying to shoot that out?
Yeah. You know... I don't think we can get on the improv show for April, but I think I'm going to be on the alternate list for that one, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think I can get us both signed up for May, and I think that should be... At the improv, no? We can go to an open mic first. Like the comedy doing night.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, like it's a legit show. It'd be a good...
With improv. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
No. That's fine. But I think I'm going to sign you up like and just put our... Our podcast email, or like, so they can get in touch with you and stuff. Like,
yeah, you can do that.
Because I think it's time, man. I really do.
I know. I just been writing.
I see it. You send like you put the pictures of your notebooks, and you send us pictures.
I was at work taking a shit, and I was like, just writing.
Like even like the I think the next time you see me, you're even gonna see like that. There's noticeable growth in my stuff too. Just mm-hmm. like.
Yeah, because it's been a while since I've gone to see you.
Yeah, I'm just getting the reps in, too, and it's just I'm tightening my shit up. So, like, I want you to get on that, like, because I know that you're... To. Yeah. I don't want you to miss out. And I also don't like being the guy that's like, you're missing out, but I feel very strongly about it, so...
I know. I need to give you my notebook so you can give me some notes. But, yeah, man, Tennessee was weird. We went to Alabama. We went to this fucking goat farm, dude. I had like three fucking goats. I feel like the goats were like in slavery, dude, doing all the work.
They went looked to you like, get us out of here.
Get the fuck out. They're like the fucking like most worse off goats because they're just sucked dry from all the milk, dude. Like,
help me.
There's three goats for a whole cheese factory and shit, dude. We're like,
they're like, listen here, Mexican. And you're like, okay, guys, you're picking up a little too much from your masters.
But yeah, that was in Alabama, and like I saw cotton fields for like the first time, which was weird. I'm on looking for black folk back then. I was like I was hoping I'd see them there because I hadn't seen any black people yet. I was like, where are they keeping them? So like we drove into Alabama.
They left, man. They went on the Underground Railroad. They're gone.
They fucking Harriet Tubman the fuck out of there.
They went to Louisiana.
Dang, that's fucked. But yeah, fucking cotton fields and shit everywhere. I was like, go to Kentucky. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't say that. But it was definitely an experience, dude. It was fucking wild. Hmm. The concert was legit, though. Fucking Fleetwood Mac draws a crowd, dude.
For real, yeah.
For that fucking Nashville Predators arena is huge.
Right.
It's huge. And it was full.
Your Snapchat stories of it and stuff, bro. Yeah. You guys were pretty far back as well, yeah.
Yeah, we were far up there, but there were still good seats and shit.
Did they play Tusk?
I don't know any Fleetwood Mac songs. Fucking the old ladies of fucking the Fleetwood Maniac.
Did they play Landslide?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Of course they did. That's
all the white people just fucking just singing along. Ejaculated.
Yeah.
The fucking poor black janitors had to go fucking clean it all up afterwards. Poor guys, dude.
They're used to it.
Oh, bro.
They're used to it.
Just cleaning the loads.
They're like fucking white people.
But Yeah, it was, you know, it's such a small world, though. We were standing in line, and these two fucking drunk white chicks, dude, just older women. It's like, oh, we saw them in 1976, me and her, best friends. I was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. But they
thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing. But then she's like, where y'all from? And I was like, we're from Reno, Nevada, where people talk normal. And she's like, oh, my daughter lives in Sparks. I'm like, oh, because she's poor.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. Okay, she's like, oh, yeah, she's married an oral surgeon. I was like, and then I was like, well.
She gives oral to a surgeon.
That motherfucker have an office in Sun Valley then if he's living in Sparks.
Yeah, for real. All right, hey. 15 seconds. Let's, and then it's back. You guys missed it, but I know that the people at work and the fellow comedians have been like, we missed the ad.
The ad, dude? The ad is popular. It's people weird, it. Though, right?
I'm sick of it.
Like, me too. I skip it when I listen to the podcast.
All right, look, but by popular demand, we're taking a break. Here's here the go. Ad.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Okay, we're going
back. Are we on?
Yeah, we yeah.
I just heard you piss, dude.
What'd you think?
You have the piss stream of a 70-year-old man, dog.
I was also squatted over. I've got like this huge bladder. Like I really do hold. I hold it in.
Do
man.
You? You're like a fucking camel, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I have a little bladder.
Dude, I'll like pee like maybe 3-4 times a day.
I thought you were gonna say, you know, I only pee like maybe like 3-4 times a week.
No, I would be dead if that was the case.
You know, it's not good to hold that shit in.
Well, the thing is, it's like yeah, it's not
for like your dick and stuff, though. Like your butt, it affects erections.
Well, so far I haven't had any problems.
So oh, yeah, but are you going when you like if you hold it in all the time? Then...
I go when I have to go. It's just not often.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, just stating the fact out there.
Yeah, just check. Don't hold in your pee-pee. Go see a doctor. So hey, what do we got going on as far? Let's get into some of our.
Well.
Some of our goodies.
Do you want to do the one that we fucking got messaged on?
From Chapstick?
From Chapstick 69er, dude.
Yeah, let's bring it up so we can get the exact...
All right.
Is this one a handle your scandal?
I don't know.
Because, yeah, there's a lot going on.
It
sounds
like it could be a handle your scandal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on with it. Yeah, so let's call.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
What's it all saying? Right.
It says, for the pod, what are your thoughts about banging a chick in the tub or on her period? Plug the tub.
Hold on. On her period in the tub?
Sounds like your problem solved there. If you got a blood thing, guess what? It's getting washed off.
Yeah. All right. What's that? What's the rest saying?
Plug the tub and moments into fucking you see blood just swimming all over you in the water. Yeah, I did it. Horny fucking high schooler just wanted to, whoa, bust my luscious loads all over her pink snoo-snoo taco. Look, okay, Chapstick 69, you don't look like you're in high school, man. Well, actually, you do. This is a youngin'.
I can't remember how old he is.
He looks like a youngster.
But, so he's talking about how he was in the tub, and they were banging in the tub.
And then he found out.
And then he found out that she was bleeding. Okay.
Let's reenact this one. I want to be the lady.
Oh, my God. All right.
Here. Hey, Ariel. Why don't you get in this tub? The water's warm.
Oh, is it warm?
So it might be a little hot.
Get your white ass in there.
Oh,
so
my.
I can tear it apart.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
Shh. Spread those cheeks.
Take me.
Oh, I'm inside.
Oh, my God. You are. It's... This isn't so bad.
Why is it so warm?
Look,
wait a minute.
It's the tub water. I swear it's the bath water.
What the fuck?
Just close your eyes.
What is this, a scene of Dexter?
Oh my God.
Why is there blood?
Surprise. Look, it's not.
You know.
I mean, we could keep going.
You need to leave.
I'm more sensitive.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Are you lying to me?
No.
I think you're lying to me.
Look, just keep going. Just put it in my butt.
I don't want to be fucking banging you in this filth.
Just put it in my butt. Let's get this watery fountain.
Oh my God. Just turn it into love soup. Dirty love soup.
Now drink it. And scene.
I don't know. I mean, I've banged fucking I did it the other day. But
yeah,
like
I won't lie. It's not.
You know what?
I don't.
This is for the lady listeners.
Yeah.
But there's this thing called The Cup. And you like, it's weird. I don't know how it works. Science, I don't know.
Sure.
But the old lady uses it. Not a single drop, bro.
I don't know what this invention...
Dude, me either. I've never fucking seen it. It's like I'm going to go out of my way and be like, what does this thing look like? But that's what she's using now. And we made sweet love while she was using the cup. And not a single fucking drop. It was rad.
I'm super tribal, so like, get that blood on me.
That's gross.
I don't care.
I'm throwing up.
You can throw up. I'm uncomfortable.
Now it's going to be blood and throw up, and then when I throw up, sometimes I jizz. Right. There's just going to be all these things, and it's too much.
Problem solved.
No.
What's the point of having sex anyways?
You can just fucking...
Yeah, you just have sex right until... You just edge it, and then when you're about to come, you're like, that's it for you.
That's it?
You're cut off.
You know what I heard? You know who said this? Cat Williams. Cat Williams said that is the best way to keep a girl from coming back. You get them off, and you don't nut.
Mm.
So when you don't nut, she's going to be like, why didn't you come? And then she's going to be fucking trying every single time to get you to... She's going to be trying 110% to get you to come. And I was like, fuck, that's smart. Of course Cat Williams came up with that.
That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah, but that's pretty baller.
Sure.
So back to the handle your scandal. Yeah. So in my experience, dude, I had this chick... I had these I'm probably pretty sure I've told the story before, but this, it kind of ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll do it in the shower.
Sure.
I'll do it in the shower. It just seems like I'm not going to get all of my sheets, because then that's just disgusting.
Then you got to wash the sheet. I'm going to sleep on it for 3 days until the weekend, then wash.
I am already too fucking clean. I'm a clean person. You know what I do? Fucking she comes over. I'm out here fucking tarping. I'm tarping the floor. I'm fucking saran wrapping my sheets so it looks like...
Bro, it's fucking time for that crane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm over here making it look like your fucking grandma's 1990 fucking sofa just covered in saran wrap. And then I bang her on it and I just wipe it off. It looks like a scene of Dexter in this motherfucker, dude.
I'm more like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre then.
You're disgusting.
I'm not happy unless there's blood on the fucking wall, man.
On the real, have you ever gone down a chick on her period?
No, I haven't.
Pussy. I'm just kidding.
It's never come up. Dude. Like,
you've never been like,
let me drink that blood? No, I haven't. I'm not a vampire.
All right. Me either.
All right. I don't trust you. You look like a vampire.
That's disgusting. I have the worst get. I couldn't go to the dick. I couldn't suck dick, even if I wanted to. I couldn't do it. I'd be like, ha! I'd be fucking
You're poking my googie.
Yeah. I can't do it. I can't even go to the dentist. To like when they do the fucking x-rays, I can't get the stuff in my mouth because I'm like,
I can't That's go to like, the dentist because I have control issues and I don't like being in that chair. I feel like I'm strapped down to it and the light's in my face and I just want to escape.
Okay.
Other than that, do your work on my teeth. I don't give a shit. But well, does it have to feel like I'm in Alcatraz?
That's true.
And I'm like halfway upside down.
So back to the Hillary scandal.
Right.
First off, the tub is gross. Who fucks in a tub?
There's not a lot of room.
Dude, there's not a lot of room.
What kind of tub are you fucking in, man? Yeah.
How big is this tub, first off?
Yeah.
And first off, I don't like fucking in water.
No.
No, because that is the worst lubricant. There's no lubricant. You're just fucking going to rip labias off.
You know I worked at the pool growing up,
and
right?
And homeboy looked Mexican, dude, so he's probably going to just rip that foreskin right off.
Yeah. Say goodbye to your swimmer's swim cap, brother.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's gone.
I like that.
Yeah.
Swimmer's swim cap. That's what that fucking foreskin hitter is, dude.
Yeah, it's that Phelps helmet.
Dude, yeah, I like that.
I mean, working at a pool for as long as I did, I tried it multiple times.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
Because I'm dumb.
It's horrible.
It's the worst. It never got better. They're like, because every time you bring a girl, they're like, let's have sex in the pool. Nah, I want to see your jizz float on the top.
That's disgusting. I don't want to be fucking swimming around in my own fucking seed.
Everybody's swimming around in mine. Shout out to Winnemucca. What's up?
That's fucking gross.
Deal with it.
That's on fucking animals like you are the reason I never went to a public pool, bro. You motherfuckers just jerking off in it, dude. Gross, you fucking savages, dude. You and Tuna, dude.
Me and
just
Tuna.
Circle jerking.
Dan Hopfer.
D-Hop?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Huh. Who else? Oh, my
God
gosh.
God damn it, D-Hop.
Dude, the whole crew, basically.
Like, in a circle?
Oh, we looked dead into each other's eyes, like, and we let our streams cross. No, it was never like that.
I think it was like that.
It could have been. I'll never tell.
But
look, the tub ain't big enough.
No.
But I'm like, I don't care if it's.
Are you laying down a towel at least?
Yeah.
Are you being responsible about it?
No, I won't lie. I'm not.
Fucking foul, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a clean freak, dude. I fuck. Yeah, I got a fucking stack of cum rags, dude. Five feet sometimes. Sometimes I'll just stack them up right there on my little bedside table deal, dude, ready to go.
I'm glad that I haven't seen them yet, but now if I ever see them, I'm going to be like, hey,
you ever see those fucking jizz rags I just throw out on the floor right here sometimes? Those are jizz rags, bro.
Oh, I didn't know.
Don't pick those up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God, there's something in my eye.
Did you dry your hands with them? Like, oh,
I blew my nose and stuff.
There's no towel in here. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
that's fine. We're friends.
So, number one, don't fuck in a tub.
Yeah, you're probably a serial killer.
She should have fucking told you. That's
well, if they're high school girls, she's probably like...
Was it her fucking first one, dude?
Oh, bro. It was probably the first time she fucked on her period. I'm saying, like, maybe she was just kind of like, maybe you won't notice. Like, she thought she'd get away with it in the tub.
Fuck that.
She's a rookie. You got to understand, girls can be rookies, too.
You know what? Okay, I'll give you that one. Because the girl who did it to me was a 30-year-old woman. She
should have known better.
She said she was done with her period, but my wiener's so big that it, like knocked something loose.
Yeah, that... Sounds
okay. Most of it's not just my wiener being that big is a lie, but everything else is true. She fucking
maybe you hit a calcium deposit. Who knows?
I don't know.
She needs to drink coconut water. Yeah,
I knocked something loose, and then I had these beautiful, dude, like Egyptian cotton and like off-white sheets, dude. Had to toss them. Beautiful sheets. So
you can't
soft,
use
dude.
A Tide stick to get that out.
No. Dude. I needed all the Tide sticks. I threw them away. I was like, dude, nah. And then start over. So I got sick one time. And this bitch brought me, you know, some medicine and stuff like that. She was cool about that. So then, like, we stopped talking. And this bitch had the audacity to fucking charge me for the Pedialyte and shit. After she had ruined my fucking expensive Egyptian cotton sheets.
You know how I know I love Jackie? The second week we were dating, I got really sick and I had to go home from work. And she still came and like got in my bed and like held me until I felt better.
And then she got sick.
Yeah.
No, fuck no. I don't fuck around like that.
She didn't blink. She was like, she's like, let me in there. I was like, I'm sick.
Jana got sick, dude, right?
Yeah.
And then I just threw the soup at her.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. She asked me to bring her some soup and some fucking supplies, so I did. But I left him outside our door, and I left. I was like, I'm not getting sick for nobody.
When Jackie got sick from me getting sick, I was like, let me return the favor. Let me repay the kind. She's like, nah, I got this. Like, she's fiercely independent, so she's like, fuck you, man. I got this.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Handle your scandal, bro.
Yeah, get your shit together.
High school chicks.
And change your Instagram name.
Chapstick, you're grossing me out, dude. My buddy has a good name. One. I don't think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's not
my
bad.
Buddy has one. I don't know if it's his IG, but it might be his Xbox username. But it's Sir Psycho Sexy 69.
Nice.
Like, that's tight. So, all right. Did we ever? We didn't get any debates, huh? This week.
Oh my god! I'm sure that there are some in the bank.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
How much time are we in?
We are at 12 minutes. Okay. 12, 13 minutes. So, yeah, we got time.
Want to do some debate topics?
Let's do some debate. Let's go to the danger zone.
All right. Florida woman, of course.
Wait, is this news or debate?
Oh, fuck. I don't even have debates. I was doing
all right, yeah, we'll do it later. Maybe we'll look at some white boobs or something. They should be restocked.
I can't look at white boobs, dude.
Why not?
Gave up pornography to do that porno... graphy for Lent.
Does that count as porno?
Yeah, I can't be looking at tits, dude.
All right, fuck me.
Yeah, I gave up jerking off. You know how hard this has been for me?
Not very.
It's very hard.
You're an animal.
I am a savage.
You need to get a hobby.
I jerked off. Like, if I did the math, every day since, like, the age of 13, at least.
That's gross.
It's not gross, bro.
You're never gonna. You're gonna.
I'm
just
waiting for these fucking wet dreams to start up again, dude. You know how fucked I'm gonna be?
You're getting hot right now.
Hard right now, dude.
You just unzipped your sweater. Your track jacket. I gotta give me one of those.
PGSDs, dude. Damn. You know what that is?
PGSD. No, go ahead and tell me.
It's fucking... God damn it. I fucking had it down. Oh, it's gonna piss me off. Hold on.
It's cool. It's in his nose.
It's cool.
Oh, man. But yeah, I mean, I've never actually had a full-blown wet one. I have a bit about it even where I get mad that I just wake up without them looking at the sheets. I'm like, where is it? And it never happened. I just get mad.
Fucking, it's the fucking syndrome where you just ejaculate the whole time.
Mm.
It's the disease, dude. I was actually just talking about this the other day. How there's a disease where someone orgasms like 50 times a day. It's real.
That does sound debilitating. Like you're
doing. No, dude. So, I was reading it. I was doing some research.
You need to wear maxi pads as a man,
dude. I feel like it would get to the point where you would have no fucking fluids to fucking like blow out, and then you would just.
You'd have an IV.
Dude, there's a documentary where this dude was at his kid's soccer game, like, and he just came in front of all of these kids, dude.
Oh God. And he's like, no, I got a doctor's note.
Some chick had it, and she offed herself because she could not leave her house. It's sad, really.
That's a good scandal.
She like fucking. She would have, in order for it to be relieved, she would have to sit down, bro, on a vibrator for like fucking 14 hours a day.
Yeah, oh my.
Just so she can like, I don't know. Can you imagine orgasming like 15 times?
No, man. 50? I gotta get.
I can barely do three.
Yeah, I got to get that third one out, and then I get back to work.
Dude, I got to get that first one. I just get back to work.
Yeah, I got shit to do.
Yeah, I got a life.
Yeah.
Can't be fucking all the time. Can't be fucking just coming all the time. You're crazy. All the time, dude.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway. For a woman. For a woman shoots boyfriend for snoring too loud. Are you a snorer?
I have snored. It really depends on if the nose is clogged, like allergies or cold and shit. Other than that, I'm not a snorer.
I am. Not always. Like, I've gotten... I got a fucking maternity pillow in this motherfucker in my room right now, which I use to sleep on my side so I don't snore.
One of our earliest Instagram pictures is you cuddling up with that, yeah?
Yeah. But, it's actually... I remember the first time I found out I was 18, dude, that I snored, and I snored loud, bro, like a little baby grizzly.
Sawing logs.
Dude, I was like a little baby grizzly bear, dude.
Mm.
So, like, one time I was living with some friends, and I got off work early because I didn't feel good. So I'm laying on the couch, like, covered in a little blanket, and my buddy was working for FedEx at the time, and he would get off early. Like, he'd get off, like, at 11 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fucking, he doesn't know I'm home. And I was like, apparently I wasn't snoring at the time. But then after a while, he's like, he got all fucking scared. He's like, who the fuck is in here? Because I was snoring so loud.
Well, I think you snore more when you're sick because like your airways are all blocked.
That's true.
Yeah.
But later, like, and he didn't tell me anything then. Later, like. A few months later, I get home and they're all huddled around this fucking flip phone because this was like an 05 or no, this was like an 07. And they're playing this recording of this dude snoring. I'm like fucking walking in, like, who the fuck is that?
What a nerd.
What a fucking nerd, dude. It's like, dude, that's you. I'm like, what? He's like, dude, that's you snoring. I'm like, fuck you. Dude, I swear to God. I'm like, no, I don't snore. And I fucking fought it. I snored.
Happens, man. It's cool.
I'm very self-conscious about it, especially when I would like when I would sleep with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, I have been too, but you know, usually I ducked out. Like
I've dipped out.
Yeah, I've dipped out most of the time. I'm being honest, yeah.
I did. Me too.
Yeah,
me too. I got a couple good stories about that. That's part of the day.
All right,
but like I fucking, I don't know. I have to. Yeah, there's certain way things you have to do to avoid snoring. Like you can't fucking. You can't fucking sleep face up and mm-hmm. shit. You have to sleep on your side.
Yeah, I have a certain side.
And then when I drink, it gets worse, dude.
Oh, yeah.
When I had a live-in girlfriend, like we'd sleep in this, we'd end up sleeping in the same bed together, and then by the end of the fucking the morning, you're like, where'd she go? She's like, I had to fucking get out of there because I couldn't sleep, dude.
If you have a live-in girlfriend and you guys are sleeping in separate rooms and stuff, you are in the 1940s.
No, well, because it was so fucking loud she couldn't sleep.
No, I know.
She'd go, fuck you.
Well, before you prefaced it, you're like, and we ended up sleeping in the same bed. It's like, well, no shit. Like, yeah, so.
Or like when you have the two beds in the same room and
push
shit.
Those bad boys together.
Man, get some fucking friction going, man. But, I mean, I can see the floor. I mean...
Oh, let me ask you something. Do you sleep better alone or with, like, if your girlfriend stays over?
Okay, so this is how I do it. And I address this at the very beginning of any, whether it be a sexual encounter or a relationship.
Sure.
But I don't cuddle.
Why not?
It's just uncomfortable for me. Like, I'll cuddle, like, after coitus.
Mm.
I'll cuddle for a little bit.
But when you need to get those Z's.
When I'm going to get my Z's, dude... I'm like, this is your blanket and this is your pillow. And I have a California king, so there's more than enough space for you to fucking sleep on the other end.
See, for unconscious cuddler, like Jackie's been like, she's been like, oh, you were holding me all night. You crawled over. And I was like, I don't remember doing this. Yeah.
Fuck that.
I think I have intimacy issues. Yeah. I need those hugs. I didn't get enough as a kid. I have three brothers and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a cuddler.
Yeah. You want to try some cuddling later?
Cuddling exercises, dude?
Yeah, maybe.
Cuddler sizes?
Yeah. We can kiss, too. No. All right, fine. What's the next news story?
Next news story. Woman attacked by a jaguar after jumping over the fucking... The barrier of the zoo to take a selfie. I saw...
She had it coming.
Yeah, fuck. There was actually footage of, like, the chick, because she lived... She fucking lived. That fucking jaguar dude fucked her up, bro. Like, fucking, you could see, like, her tendons hanging out of her fucking arms and shit. I was like, oh, my God. Mm. I couldn't, and I'm very, like, that's why I could never be in the medical field. I don't deal with that shit well. But she deserved it. She deserved everything.
Yeah, those are wild animals, yeah. And cats are killers, yeah.
It's not fucking Marvin out here, dude.
Yeah,
Marvin would fuck you up too, dude.
And he's a lovemaker.
Yeah, Marvin's half jaguar, half fuck cat. That guy fucks. And he will fuck you up, dude.
Oh, that was... Oh, God.
Yeah.
Send us a picture of your best half jaguar, half fuck cat, and that'll be our Marvin drawing.
That's what Marvin is, dude. He's a lovemaker, but he will fuck you
up. But he's not a shit taker.
That's right, dude.
He'll scratch
you. He probably lives out in the streets.
He'll scratch your foreskin.
Fuck yeah, right off, dude.
Yeah. Turn that foreskin into a three skin.
I don't understand that. Do selfies matter that fucking much, dude? No, I fucking can't.
Do it for the gram, Yuri.
I'll take pictures. Like, the only reason I really have Instagram when I got it
was for your beautiful pictures of your travels. Yeah.
Yeah, for that. And the podcast now. But I don't. I have maybe like 3-4 selfies on that motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I just don't feel comfortable taking selfies.
And even those ones, you're like dressed
I feel like
up.
An idiot. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I only have one without my shirt on, and that was to make a Tinder picture.
Yeah.
But I even had a mask on.
What mask?
A Cthulhu mask, actually.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Is that why you got so many hits, dude?
Yeah.
Is that how you got Jackie, bro?
Oh yeah, that's one of the ways. She was like, "Oh, that guy's sense of humor."
You look like
there's just a little bit of tasteful. There's a little bit of tasteful dick in there. Just a little bit of chode.
You have to put that fucking on the podcast, dude.
Yeah,
you have to put that on the page.
All right, I don't want too many lady fans.
It's okay.
I had to tell
Jackie's a confident woman. She'll figure it out.
Yeah, I had to tell Wayne because he wants me to do the birthday dance at the intermissions. I was like, dude, I don't feel comfortable with that. And he was like, what? If I was a jacked as you, I'd be doing it. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want to be known for that. I want to be known for being funny and clever, not for being ripped. Like, that's just a bonus.
Yeah, but what the fuck are we talking about?
Selfies.
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 I've never been a selfie taker.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's weird for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for people to go, people die taking selfies. There's a statistic of how many people a year die taking selfies.
Like those idiots that are like, I got my stick and I'm hanging off the cliff.
Did you see that one, that bitch fucking off a building, dude?
Mm-hmm.
She's like hanging off that railing. What the fuck did she, and she, you could see, it was footage. This bitch
fell 50
fucking floors to her fucking death for a stupid fucking selfie. Get the fuck out of here.
It ain't worth it. It's kids, not. It ain't worth it.
She probably wasn't even fucking good looking either.
Yeah, if you're not even a 10, don't try it. And also, if you're a 10, don't try it. We need you.
Yeah. For procreation.
If you're a 5 or below, roll the dice. Roll the dice. You need something to help you out. This is a good bit. I'm keeping this on. This is going to be a bit.
But, she deserved it. Who the fuck do you think was going to happen? She's not Mike Tyson, dude. She's not going to fucking give that fucking jaguar one of the mean left hooks to the fucking jaw, dude. Did you ever hear that story?
About Mike Tyson punching his tiger?
I don't know if he punched his tiger, but he was offering the zookeeper guy $10,000 cold hard cash in his prime to fight a gorilla.
For real?
To open the enclosure, and he was going to fight that fucking gorilla, dude.
I would have really considered it too. I'm Mike Tyson, I might be able to do it.
It's Mike Tyson.
Yeah. You're definitely going to be able to outclass the gorilla.
Yeah. I don't know, but I feel like that fucking, as soon as that gorilla would have gotten a hold of you, you'd have been fucked.
Yeah.
Them gorillas are fucking strong. That's all muscle. Can you imagine if a gorilla actually knew how to work out?
Dude, yeah.
Can you imagine what a fucking animal that would be? This motherfucker out here in the enclosure just fucking squatting like a motherfucker, dude. He's over here doing just bench press, fucking all those exercises that I don't know the names of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, all right. Billionaire dies in Paris during a penis enlargement procedure.
He deserved it too.
Had a heart attack.
Oh.
He didn't die because of this. He died.
I was really hoping it was complications of that dick surgery.
I mean, I feel like surgeries like that, I've heard of.
Was he an older guy, maybe?
He was an older guy.
That'll do it. Going anesthesia, as an older guy is always risky. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a scientist or nothing. Or doctor. I mean, I could be a doctor if I wanted to.
Yeah, you got it in you.
They asked me, "Hey, you want to be a doctor?" I was like,
"Was this when you were in South America?"
No, this was the other day.
Sure,
just walking around. And it's, I'm going to go visit Jan at the hospital. That's what she works in.
I think what they meant to ask you is, would you like to be the barber for the doctors?
And they're like, "Hey, we got a doctor position open." And I was like, "That's cool, man." He's like, "Hey, you want to maybe fill it? You look qualified." I was like, "Yeah, dude, I got stuff going on right now. I better not."
Yeah, Donald Trump called me and he's like, "Hey, you look like you could fill in the president job. This wall thing isn't really going how I really planned. You want to pick up the?" I was like, "Oh, I'm busy."
Oh fuck! All right, here's another one.
All right.
Did you ever? So this guy, it's a video of a guy. This motherfucker was going 75 miles an hour in a Tesla, and he was napping in it, dude.
Mm.
He was passed out. And those in his self-driving Tesla on the freeway,
and he ended up okay for him.
Yeah, he's alive.
It's a good car.
He's alive. Yeah, that's nuts. Can you imagine? You're fucking heading to work in the morning, dude, and this fucking car is going 75 miles an hour, and the dude in the passenger side is just assed out.
I'm not confident enough in the cars to do that.
Me either. I'm not there yet.
Yeah. I mean, I would text and drive maybe for a minute.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that. I'm a professional driver.
I'm so good. I just put my fucking phone on my wiener, and my finger just knows. My wiener just knows.
Because
I have that swipe.
I have the thumb, the fingerprint scanner to unlock my phone. It's the tip of my dick. Yeah,
that's smart, man. Yeah. Smart.
But if you want to break into my phone, you got to work.
So I face it down like this on my wiener.
Mm.
And then, because I use the swipe to text.
Right.
And then I just use my wiener. You know what I mean? There's a couple fucking autocorrects, but that's no big deal.
Yeah, that'll happen. Hey, so I've got dates coming up.
Do you have dates? You want to plug those dates?
I do want to plug them.
Are we coming up to time?
Yeah.
All right, let's plug them.
Okay, so...
let's plug those holes.
14th. Come see me at the Underground, opening for Tracy Smith at 6:30. If Friday, come see me at 8 o'clock at the Improv. Is Marvin there?
No, that's one of Marvin's hoes right there, dude. Look how pretty she is.
She's the cutie. All right, cute. Come see me at the Improv Friday night. This is my birthday weekend coming up, so definitely come out and have a good time with me.
Is it this weekend?
Yep. My birthday is Sunday, St. Patrick's Day. And then Saturday night as well.
Sunday?
No. Come see me before, though. We're doing the weekend, birthday weekend. Yeah, so Saturday night, also opening for Tracy Smith at the Underground. So.
Nice. Is he black?
Sounds Tracy Smith is a woman. She is a white woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Tracy Smith.
Yeah. Next week, opening for Kevin Farley.
I heard that guy's a dick.
That's what they were saying. I'll see for myself.
And I heard that from on people's podcasts too.
Ah, good to know. All right. Yeah. So also follow our Instagram.
Follow at Let's Get Dangerous Pod. Please share us.
Follow our Twitter at Dangerous Let's and our brand new Facebook page. Say what?
Have you been working the Facebook page?
I started it. It's still under construction.
It's
not done yet.
UOC.
Yeah.
Under construction. I fucked that up.
And as soon as we get Uriel signed up, we'll announce his first date ever. So yeah. Bring out a big crowd.
Sorry to keep you guys waiting. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And are we doing one
this weekend?
Yes.
We can. Yeah.
We should.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I've got a lot of people that want to come on it too, a lot of locals, a lot of local comics.
All right.
So I'll just throw a dart and see who it sticks in, and they can come on.
Yeah. All right. This is the Let's Get Dangerous Podcast, and we're out.
Stay sweet.
Mwah.